This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, second hour of the KER Politics. I have to say that this past week has been one of the most interesting weeks that I have witnessed in the political circles of this country. The hearings with Robert Mueller, I thought, were fascinating. Watch them start to finish. Is it Jimmy? I have to say that I think both sides, if I were to be perfectly fair, made their points well. Specifically, number one, the Republicans made a point in that they stressed the fact that, primarily through Mike Johnson, by the way, from Louisiana, they stressed the fact that President Trump did everything he could to not impede, to not mess up this investigation. He cooperated fully with the team, and he instructed his entire staff to also work closely and efficiently with the team. The Democrats, on the other hand, stressed the point that nobody in the United States is above the law, and that's one thing that I have to agree with the Democrats on, probably the only thing I want to agree with them with. They also said that they're not going to let this thing go. They still feel there are some serious questions that have to be answered, and whether or not that's right or wrong isn't the case. The fact of the matter is, everybody worked pretty well on this thing. Trump was not totally exonerated, but I think the issue is dead, my opinion.
Well, Al, I got three big takeaways from this. The first one, and probably the most important one. We've heard from the beginning of this investigation, Robert Mueller's appointment, former FBI director, former federal prosecutor, former Marine. We heard that he is impeccable character, squeaky clean, and honorable man.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw from the beginning of this hearing was an older man.
Yes.
On the verge of maybe not being completely competent. That it was pretty clear that his team was what ran this entire event, and that you have to question his actual ability to run the operation. The second thing that we learned was that the Dems were focused primarily on obstruction of justice, but really what they were focused, the way it turned out, in my opinion, was the Dems focused on obstruction of a political attack, not an investigation. Because, in fact, if the underlying crime, as Congressman from Texas, Mr. Radcliffe, brought up in his opening statements, that hey, if there's no actual foundation for a crime here, then you're not actually fighting you're not defending yourself, or you're not obstructing justice. You're actually obstructing a illegal prosecution. And then the third thing that I think that was really important that we got out of this is the foundations. There was no discussion, and Mr. Mueller did not address any of the fundamental questions of how this the collusion, or not necessarily collusion, but the conspiracy investigation with coordination with Russia. There was no premise for that, and it's kind of hard to say that you can obstruct an investigation based on a false premise, and it's quite interesting. There was a lot of very important points that were made in this.
There were, I agree 100%. You know, I'm looking at my notes here and also my memory, which is somewhat short, but Kelly Armstrong, representative from North Dakota, who is a Republican, got into the situation with Clinton for a bit, and she made the point, and Mueller stressed the point. He said, I have absolutely no regard for political affiliation when I'm investigating something. He said, when I've hired people in the past, it makes no difference to me whether they're from the left side of the aisle or the right side. I thought that was a very important point that he did bring up. So I would have to say that would probably be one positive one for the Republicans. What do you think?
Well, I think he, by saying that, he had no regard for the for their politics, was probably, again, a mistake. Here's what I believe, that, and this is, again, an opinion, but it's beginning to be bared out pretty strongly by facts. Mueller's ability to actually manage and lead this team, he was basically the facade. He was the face of the investigation because of this credibility. And what it turns out is that the staff below him were probably pretty questionable characters. We know Andrew Weissman, who was the individual and was brought up in the hearings, had Supreme Court case overturned that closed down Arthur Andersen, one of the largest consulting firms in the, and completely overturned the case against Arthur Andersen by a 9-0 vote in the Supreme Court. Now, that's based on him excluding exculpatory evidence that he should have provided to the defense and a bad premise on a legal theory. What we also know is that Mueller's chief of staff, who was actually in the given authority to sit with him today at the last minute by Chairman Nadler, was Aaron Zebley. Aaron Zebley was Mueller's chief of staff at the FBI, but he was also the attorney for Justin Cooper. Justin Cooper was a Bill Clinton aide and the individual that actually set up Hillary Clinton's illegal server.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got Jeannie Rae, a former prosecutor, who was an attorney for the Clinton Foundation. These are the principal investigators or the principal prosecutors on his team. There is no way that they went through this without some sort of bias.
They may have had a bias. But the fact of the matter is the report ended up not by anybody saying conclusively that there's no problem here, Trump did nothing illegal, but the report ended up, I would have to say, pretty open-minded. I want to make one other comment.
I'd argue with that point, Al, very strongly, that it came up with the Section 2 very strongly implicated the potential for obstruction of justice. Section 1, no conspiracy to work with the Russians, but Section 2 was trying to undermine the credibility of the president and the administration and to highlight the fact that they were attempting to stop this investigation. The reality is nobody stopped the investigation. Mueller went completely through his opportunity and went completely to the end of the investigation.
Right.
The Trump administration did cooperate, and a lot of the Democratic points were focusing on Don McGahn and President Trump being angry that Mueller was appointed and then he was going in this direction based on press reporting. And the reality is Don McGahn was not even fired. Don McGahn did not fire Mueller. The investigation went forward, but the implications of obstruction were very clear in Section 2, and the entire premise of Section 2 comes into question of whether or not it was actually even necessary, as Congressman Radcliffe points out very early on in the hearings today.
Well, what I think is really important, I think a fact that a lot of people miss is, number one, from the very beginning, the president said this is a waste of time. It's basically a witch hunt. And he said, but in spite of that, the executive branch will cooperate fully with the investigation. And I think he got a little bit frustrated as the investigation went on, because, as he said, it never happened, and why are we continuing to spend taxpayer money on this? A point that I totally don't understand. I mean, there are a lot of injustices, Jimmy, in the legal system. You mentioned the attorney that prosecuted Arthur Andersen. The Supreme Court totally overturned that. Arthur Andersen was brought down to absolutely nothing, and it's a known fact right now they did not break any laws. Going to be right back with Jim McKinney. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Jimmy and I are continuing to discuss the investigation where Mueller was basically grilled, although not very effectively, I would have to say, by both sides of the aisle. What I thought was interesting was the basic agenda of the Democrats, which I would have to say, Representative Lucy McBath from Georgia gave nothing but compliments to Mueller
And I don't think you agree with that, but the fact of the matter is, she wrapped it up by saying for the Democratic Party, wanted to prove that they were, you know, warm and fuzzy, et cetera, et cetera. She went on and on and on with compliments to Mr. Mueller.
Well, and I think a lot of them did, because in fact, the Democratic team was there to try to get him to expand upon the entire investigation and the obstruction piece, and they wanted to use this as a political platform to further this entire conspiracy. Really, the conspiracy that Trump has done something that is impeachable. I think that they failed miserably on that. I think it was a lot depended on Mueller actually standing up and adding to the investigation report. In fact, he did not add to it. There were some times when he actually contradicted himself on a number of occasions, and there are numerous times that he looked completely lost. And I think on the Drudge headline right now, there's
I've read it. You apparently agree wholeheartedly with Matt Drudge on this one.
Well, the Gravian News report shows a number of just incidents after incidents where he was confused, especially in the first half of the hearing. He just was unable to even address specific issues in the report and looked confused, like he wasn't sure, which actually puts into question his ability to actually manage this, which again focuses down onto the staff. And the staff we've identified has been was very politically motivated. I mean, Andrew Weissman was on stage with Clinton at her speech when she gave up he was on stage with Clinton when she gave her speech defeat in the election. How close can you get?
I know that's close, Jim, but let me ask you a question. What I think the modus operandi, for lack of better terms, behind that action, when you talk about Weissman and some of the rest of them, is that I think the government was really trying to show how unbiased they were. They were not leaning conservative. They were not leaning Republican. They were looking for truth. And I think very effectively, also by covering his behind, I think Mueller did a credible job personally, because nothing concrete came out of this investigation other than the Democrats, by virtue of this particular investigation, showed that they were warm and fuzzy people and they weren't angry. And the Republicans basically showed that it was primarily through Mike Johnson, they showed that they felt it was a credible investigation. I mean, they went into the background of Robert Mueller ad nauseum, all the way going back to the Purple Heart in Vietnam.
Yeah, but they're trying to actually say, yeah, all right, you were a good guy. But there was, I can go through numerous times in this hearing today where they identified incredible weaknesses. And let me give you a couple of examples. So, Representative Cohen from Tennessee, he began to discuss the president saying this is the end of my presidency and attack. But basically what he did is he justified the case that, hey, look, this is an unfair investigation because, in fact, there was no information or evidence of any of this, and Trump knew that he was guilty. So they built a case on what? You can't get into a charging decision if there's no case there. And so was it legitimate for somebody to be angry about being illegally and inaccurately accused of collusion? And then, of course, there's an incredible, very specific series of questions about Professor Mifsud, the foundations, and I think it was Jim Jordan who actually went through this line of questioning. So, hey, when did you know that Mifsud was the one that provided Papadopoulos with the information? And Papadopoulos gave the information to the Australian diplomat and the foreign diplomat, and the diplomat gave it to the FBI, and then they started an investigation and gave authority for a FISA warrant. And of course, the same with same type of scenario with Carter Page. He's like, well, I can't get into that. Well, what do you mean you can't get into that? If you can't get into that, that's the actual foundation, the substance of where this investigation should have started, which is the foundations of all of it. Those are very interesting questions. Another area where that they completely, in my mind, destroyed the credibility. Representative Lesko, in the end, she talked about how many news stories were in part two in the investigation. There were over 200 news stories he uses evidence in his in the section two on obstruction. Mm-hmm. He's making determinations, decisions based on 60 Washington Post reporters, 75 New York Times reporters.
Right, right, right.
You know, that's really And actually puts a small footnote in there that, well, in fact, maybe we don't know the information is to be accurate or not. It's just press reporting. But that's what's driven this political dialogue. This is not a legal argument. It is a political argument. And the second part, the obstruction piece of it, was primarily focused on a political attack on this administration. And I would say that Rod Rosenstein probably had a very significant part in creating this entire problem. And the, Mr. Biggs from Arizona, he went through and highlighted Mueller. So when did you talk to Mueller? With a conversation with, on May 10th, a phone call, evidence predicts. I don't remember. No, he didn't even say he didn't remember. He says, I don't think so. He says, well, wait a second. You met with Rod Rosenstein on May 11th. I know. I can't get into that. Well, you met with Sessions, Attorney General at the time, Sessions, and Rosenstein on the 13th to discuss special counsel.
Okay, we got
to
stop here. Let me just ask you this, and please make this quick. We've got about 30 seconds on this one. You are saying that Mueller did not do a good job. You're saying Mueller probably wasn't the man for the job. Mueller, sorry. And what are you saying in terms of the conclusion and the memory that the American electorate is going to be left with? 30 seconds, sorry, but...
No, that's quite all right. I think that people are going to actually start to question Mueller's competence. I think that the Democrats made a major mistake of trying to focus on obstruction when, in fact, there was no foundation for an investigation. I think as evidence comes forward in the further investigations through the Department of Justice and Attorney General Barr and the prosecutor from Connecticut, Mr. Durham, goes forward, that this is going to turn very strongly against the Democrats. I think that they made a huge mistake with this.
Okay, we got to jump. Very good. Time for a quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think?
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Supreme Court has lifted a freeze imposed by lower courts on the Trump administration's shift of nearly $2.5 million in Pentagon funding to begin construction on border barriers in Arizona, California, and New Mexico. Guatemala has signed an agreement to be a safe third country, requiring migrants from there, El Salvador, and Honduras to apply for U.S. asylum there rather than at the U.S. border with Mexico. President Trump says the agreement sends a clear message to smugglers and human traffickers.
Your day is over. and we're investing in the future of Guatemala.
It requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the U.S. to apply for protections in Guatemala instead of the U.S. border.
We'll protect the rights of those with legitimate claims, and we'll end the widespread abuse of the system.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Talking with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum right now. Dr. Birnbaum is a clinical psychologist, PhD of note. Her practice is in New York City. She has written numerous books. The one that I have on my homepage is entitled Life Begins at 60. We're not going to talk about her book right now, but I will put a link up in the environment of this particular interview where you can go to Amazon and pick up the book if you'd like to. So it's a very interesting read from my societal standpoint. Let me say this. Ryan McCormick, who is a good friend of mine, he's a publicist, he works with Frieda, sent me a missive this week, and in that missive he talked about how Frieda is concerned about the moral values in this country. Frieda and I have just spent 20-25 minutes off mic discussing this particular subject, and we both feel, and I'm not trying to take words out of her mouth because I'm about ready to give her the microphone, we both feel that moral values have to include not only sexual preferences, but they also have to include the area of lying, stealing, and fiduciary responsibility, all of which are brought up in the Ten Commandments as given to us by Moses. Having said that, fiduciary responsibility and telling the truth, that is a degradation. That is where our country right now, I think, is really slipping in the political spectrum. Frieda, what do you think?
I think you're 100% right. You know, we're going in a direction where we have a deficit in public compassion, what is going on, Omar and her slandering the Jewish people. We need to have more respect and tolerance of one another, and we've become a society where there's more selfishness and dishonesty. Honesty. And it's not a pretty picture at all. Our religious affiliations are less as well. We need to really revamp what is important, what we need to tolerate, and what is not important. And it's what you spoke about before. You know, sexual values, we really don't care about who's sleeping with who. It's not really something that's going to affect us in general. What's going to affect us really is what is going on with our nation. Is our freedom at risk? Do we have people in office, especially these four congresswomen, who are creating an emotional riot of other people to have hatred, to have a feeling that someone else is inferior compared to their needs? Everyone has the same need for religious freedom. We send our soldiers out there to fight and risk their lives or give their lives to help other countries to have this type of freedom. We don't want to infiltrate our country, especially people in office, to be hate mongers for others. People, these Jewish people, as I'm one of them, they used to allow things, hopefully, to happen that would come better. Things don't become better, they become worse. It becomes like a wildfire when you spread certain types of images about other people. If we were to go ahead and speak about Muslims in a way and talk about their religious values, we would not be in a good place. There'd be a lot of destruction around because America's not grounded on differences of religious beliefs. We are grounded on supporting each other. Freedom of speech and freedom of religion is what really our values are. Someone takes that away. Once someone starts to try to take that away, they are no longer someone that is supported in being in office, let alone being part of our society.
I agree 100%. I have an interesting theory, and I don't mean to bring it up right now because I'm not in the business necessarily of selling Bibles, but I am a Christian. I am a religious man. But having said that, and I also acknowledge the fact that God gave us free will, having said that, wouldn't life be so much simpler and an extension of that so much better if society didn't just follow the lessons that the Bible in its entirety teaches us? Everything, in my opinion, that may be a simplistic statement, but I think if people adhered to the lessons in the Bible, we'd be a lot better society. How do you feel about that?
Well, of course, you know, we need to have some kind of moral values,
mm-hmm.
To be honest and to be open, to be able to have a fulfilling life, and to be able to have some compassion for other people, to be caring and to be responsible. That's really what we're all striving for. We're all striving for the same thing. And so when you have someone who's taking that away, you have to get back to the general consensus of what's important. And yes, the Bible is a very grounding element for everyone, no matter what their background is, to have a value, to have equality, to have individualism, to have diversity, and to have unity at the same time. That's where our country needs to go more. And it's sort of falling apart right now at the seams with our moral values. And we need to be able to recapture it, get rid of the villain, and go back to what America is known for and why everyone is trying to get in. So, you know, if somebody doesn't like it, well, there are lots of people that will take their place. We could use that space anyway, so they can just not stay in a place that they don't agree with. But we're definitely not going to change our moral values for someone else who doesn't have those moral values, or for a system that really needs to be revamped as well.
Frieda, unfortunately, what you're talking about right now, pardon me, this cold is coming back in spades, as they say. The ideal universe, the ideal value system that you're talking about right now isn't really, in my opinion, in existence in the United States. I think we have things like political correctness that totally overshadow what you just said. I think that there are elements in our society that are very desperately and perhaps at this point very effectively that are degrading our society and bringing it down, not to the status where the United States would be the status necessarily of a third world country, but to the status where the United States certainly wouldn't be the beacon of light that it once was. Any comments?
Yes, you're right. You know, we need to really look at the things that make us safe, healthy, our economy, our jobs, you know, our healthcare system, our universities that our students are going to. Those are the real issues. That's what we need to get back on. If we can go ahead and feel safe and not fear the dictators around us, that's very valuable. And we need to stay with that, not the personality of the politicians, and not targeting and each other as well, because it's not a personality contest. We're not voting for someone that is going to be likable necessarily. We're voting for someone that's going to give us what we need to keep this country going and to keep people safe. And so, therefore, we need to really focus on how we need to look at what politically correct means. Get rid of all the garbage. Get rid of looking as if you're in charge when you're not in charge. But give us the facts, and we need to stay focused with those facts. When they are having the debate tonight and tomorrow night, we have to listen to the facts, not who's putting who down. And we also have to investigate what it is they're saying, because not everyone is saying exactly 100% the truth either. So that we have to do. Things have changed, and we really need to research a lot of what's going on around us as well. So we need to focus tonight on what the debate is going to be about, not the people, not the personalities.
Dr. Birnbaum, I agree with you 1,000%. Thank you so much for taking some time out of the day.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Here to wrap up KER Politics. In a sense, I also have a weekend special that goes along with KER Politics that is posted separately on our site, www.kereport.com. And in the weekend special, Jimmy McKinney and I talk about what happened after the, I don't want to use the word trial, but I'll use investigation of the Mueller investigation. So check out the weekend special. It's pretty interesting. Some very interesting things happened. Just was chatting with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum about the moral values in this country. She had some very interesting things to say. That's one of my hot buttons, you guys out there. And I want to say that for that reason, I got John Huber, Dr. John Huber, to come on and talk about it with me also. I think our country is going down a major hole, a la Alice in Wonderland. And it concerns me a lot. I think the reason that's happening is because, number one, the legal community has been caught many, many times of late in lying. Government prosecutors. Look what happened in the Enron case. Arthur Anderson was totally exonerated of the guilty verdict by the government prosecutors, but by the time they were exonerated, they were basically forced out of business. Look what happened to Merrill Lynch as a result of the Enron situation. Government prosecutors made a mistake because they were angry at Enron and anybody that had anything to do with them. I think when you have moral values like that, and as I did, I want to say, as I did with Frieda, I don't want to talk about sexual preferences. You guys know where I stand. I'm a Christian, and you know what the Bible says about sexual preferences, but I don't want to talk about that. As the Pope says, I live in a glass house along with everybody else. Dr. Huber, let's talk a little bit about what's going on in our country where high-level politicians are actually breaking many of the Ten Commandments. We see an awful lot of lying, stealing, and cheating going on right now. What are your comments on that, John?
Well, I think we are actually, as a society, we're being insulted almost daily by our politicians. And whether it's AOC or Nancy Pelosi or whoever, AOC comes out and says, it's okay to lie for a higher moral standard. I'm like, if you're lying for a higher moral standard, you have no morals.
That's right.
You know, I mean, that's where it's at. There isn't, you know, if the higher standard was there, you wouldn't have to lie about it. And, you know, people just take that as, oh, so it's okay. She lied about what she saw at the detention camps on the border of Texas, but she didn't go into it, turns out. You know, no, it's not okay. And we as a society, you know, unless she got called on it by the Border Patrol guards themselves, she would have been walking around to this day saying how those things were factual. People were drinking out of toilets, you know.
Yeah. That which is a bald-faced lie, yeah.
Absolutely a bald-faced lie, because she doesn't believe they should be detained. And the thing is, and she blames it on Donald Trump, but the thing is, this is a law that was written by Bill Clinton that was enacted and put into place by, you know, Obama, and now Trump is in a position where his job is to enforce the laws, and he's following through with them, and she doesn't like the fact that he's doing it, blaming it all on him, and negating the fact that, you know, it was written and started by two Democrats.
You know, Big John, the one thing I want to say right now is the thing that concerns me about this is you and I were talking off mic. Moral values in this country is a real hot button of mine, perhaps the biggest political hot button that there is. But yeah. I want to say what really concerns me, I mean, I'm about as politically savvy as anybody, seriously.
Right.
It's all I do all my, you know, day and night.
Yeah.
Read, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Talk with politicians, blah, blah, blah. And I have to tell you, John, I don't know who to believe anymore. And when living in a country, living in a country where you don't know whether or not you can believe what the leaders say, that's pretty scary.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's whether it's a relationship with a significant other or a relationship with our government, we have to be able to trust to know what's going on. And we're in a place now where, you know, the old adage, I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help you. And, you know, in the 70s and 80s and even in the 60s, it was like, no, don't buy it. You know, and then in the 90s, it started to say, well, maybe the government's there to help us. And the fact is, they've gotten more corrupt, and they throw it in our face, and we catch them, and they turn out a lie about it, and their constituents buy into it. And you're exactly right. We don't know who to trust at this point anymore.
So how do we deal with that, Big John? You're a doctor. You deal with people every day who are confused. How do you deal with Big Al? I don't know what to do. What should I do? Just stay depressed?
Well, stay depressed. With couples, a lot of times what we do is we start working on exercises to rebuild that trust. The government's not going to do that. They're not. And, you know, we get a politician who comes out there and says, here is my platform. And 99% of all the politicians out there don't follow their platform once they get elected. However, one of them does, and everybody else on both parties totally panic because, oh, my God, they're actually doing what they said they were going to do. Now maybe we'll have to. And that's what I think scares both the GOP and the DNC about President Trump, as he's tried his best to actually follow and get a lot of the things he said he was going to do done. And that scares them.
Well, I know it scares them. I know there's huge hatred out there, irrational hatred, for lack of
better
words. Absolutely. And I feel badly about that, you know, but as Jim Jordan said, you know, if you want to downgrade Trump, don't look at his record, because his record is, quite frankly, really pretty good. But what do you
mean,
man? We live in a country that has been known as the beacon of light on the hill. We're not that beacon of light anymore. And, John, that does depress me.
It is depressing. And, you know, we can say a lot of things. We can say, oh, well, we're better than Kim Jong-un. Well, that's putting the benchmark pretty low. But at the same time, we have these what do you call them, the democratic socialists, that say, oh, we need to be more socialist in this country, and we're going to do it different than everybody else. We're going to be democratic. And I go, just like Venezuela, and they act like you haven't said anything. They ignore that. But they were the ones who helped push. I mean, the George Clooney's and Sean Penn's of this world, Chris Penn's of this world, were out there getting those officials elected, and in 3 years, there's no food in the grocery stores, and 50% of the population is without electricity or running water. socialization is scary, well, I mean, and now you got these people.
It strikes me that when we get to the end of this tunnel, we may not be in sunshine, and I mean the tunnel that we're in, evolving us living in the U.S. right now.
Right, exactly. And, you know, that's the closest thing I can see to what they're trying to claim as democratic socialism, and it doesn't work. I mean, and socialism's goal is communism. I mean, that's ultimately where they're headed. And, you know, now they've got death squads going around, and I think about 3 weeks ago they had 15,000 Venezuelan citizens just mowed down by the police. And, it's pretty scary. And our politicians sit back and say, oh, one world economy, one world whatever. And it's like, no. We've got to be that beacon. I think the pendulum is swinging back the other way. I want to be optimistic. I think the fact that Trump is out there and standing by what he ran on, I think that is helping a lot of our voters see the truth. And as much as the media tries to tell everybody how evil he is, his popularity is rising and people are falling in lockstep behind him. And I think that that is one of the things that really scares the democratic socialists out there and are making them kind of lose it, whether it's Pelosi or AOC.
Well, we're going to wrap up KER Politics by Big Al on the record saying one thing, and that is, I believe that the executive branch after the upcoming elections will stay exactly with the same people that we have right now, and that's assuming Trump doesn't fire anybody in the next, you know, year or thereabouts. But I got to tell you, Big John, I know you're conservative. I'm very conservative. But the fact of the matter is I also stop and think. And when you look at the president's record, it is absolutely incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed KER Politics this week. It's been a ball putting it together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.